Bill Doherty, please.
Speaking.
Bill, just a minute. Preston will speak to you.
Yes, sure. Line four.
Bill.
Yes, Mr. Preston.
I had a meeting ahead of the press, and I'm going to try to get away to go home to spend a little time reading some reports that I've got, get a little sunshine rest over the weekend.
I don't blame you. I think you should.
Now, I'm going ahead. I never have made a mistake following you and George Meany. And Walter says this fella is really genuine and says that this doesn't set any precedent. It puts everybody mad at me. Wait just a second. Treasury Department, the Council of Economic Advisors, the Bureau of the Budget, everybody's unanimous in recommending the veto of the bill to exempt taxation income from orange groves owned by Carpenters Union.
Yes.
And here's the message. I'm withholding my approval of H.R. 6455 because this bill would reverse the policy in our federal income tax law, which I believe to be sound and fair. In 1950, Congress decided that allowing tax-exempt organizations engaged in business activities in competition with businesses that have to pay taxes gave the tax-exempt organization an unfair advantage. Internal Revenue Code was amended to require some of these organizations, such as college, museum, labor union, pay a tax on profit they receive in business operation. This is a reasonable, just rule. It has worked well for 14 years. Since 1950, no organization has been relieved of its obligation to pay a tax on its unrelated business income. H.R. 6455 seeks to make the first change to this rule. H.R. 6455 is designed to exempt only one organization in the United States from the tax on unrelated business income. Preferential legislation this type is undesirable at any time. It's even more undesirable when it causes discrimination against many other organizations whose claims similar treatment are just meritorious. Special privilege this tax law endeavors to get others that become increasingly difficult to resist. The entire exemption organization tax structure needs to be examined. This is now being done with the committees of the executive and legislative branch of the government. Till these studies are completed, it would be premature to adopt a piecemeal change to favor a single organization.
Yes.
I'm going to tear that up.
Well, they say one thing, Mr. President, and I think you'll have to admit, they say it's only one organization. That's our contention. It's one organization in an isolated case. Did Walter read that letter to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say that. I wouldn't even tell him I saw it. But I'm just going to leave that up to you to go on, and you work that side of the street. You already worked mine, and you can just call him and tell him that. Wait just a second. I am now beginning the L. LYNDONBJOHNSON. Approved. What is today, Walter?
17.
Friday, July the. Approved July 17, 1964.
Well, I saw you sign it.
All right.
I heard you sign it now.
Let's hear him. One
more thing, Mr. President. I gave Walter that memo on that Seaboard World Airways.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
And very frankly, if you could put that off just for 3 months by having them withdraw that Postmaster General's order, it would be most helpful all around, and you know I know what I'm talking about.
We'll go right into it. But you call him now and tell him that I'm sorry I missed him, but I thought what he wanted is results, and based on what you say, you and Walter, now I'm turning Dillon and Walter Heller and Kermit Gordon and all of my trusted advisors down, just taking you and Walter Jenkins. I hope you know what you've done.
God bless you, and I'm very grateful to you, and you won't regret it.
Okay, now George Meany called somebody over here, and you can tell him, too, that I don't want to turn George Meany down.
I understand. I'll get a hold of George right away, too. It was signed at 1:33.
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a nice trip. Do get a little rest. I think you're wonderful.
We see you.
Bye-bye.